Morning, Bridge. Morning, Christy. How are you?
Hello. Very well, thank you, sir.
What did you think of that crap music that was on just a minute ago? That was our little intro thing.
I didn't hear it. I heard the little dingy bell, but I didn't hear the music.
Well, that was probably better. I don't like it too chirpy. Look, it's very early in the morning, obviously. Neither of us want to be up. Christy seems to be fine with it. Let's talk about your favourite subject at the moment, and that would be married at first sight. How's married life?
Of course. It's very good. Thank you for asking.
Oh, it's all right. Look really happy on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We sent each other some nice gifts. So, you'll have to follow our story as it pans out.
Oh, we'll be following it on social media. Do they not get a bit shirty with you when you post stuff? I hear a few. Well, the others have gone probably a little bit further, but do you not get in any strife?
In what regard?
I don't know. I don't understand. Contracts and all that sort of stuff. I'm half asleep. I'm trying my best here.
It's one of those things where content is, I guess, reviewed, but there was the Valentine's Day message, I don't think. It can't be controversial.
No, it's not controversial. That's what I like about you guys. I think at the beginning, Chrissy, they tried to do like a... they tried to give him the angle of sort of a bit zany and a little bit controversial and... And, he did have that thing with Hayley at the dinner party. Oh. But I reckon, you guys are my favourite couple at the moment. Josh and Kathy.
Thank you, mate.
Josh and Kathy are nice and whatever else. But, you know, maybe it's the wog in me. I like a little bit of actual normalness. Let's be honest.
But hardest thing for me to watch last night in your commitment ceremony was that Alex really opened up about your relationship and it seemed like you didn't know how she felt, that she had to mother you and basically say to you, she doesn't know which kind of man she's going to get, your split personality in some way, the little weasel, I guess, that comes out.
Hayley's words.
So what's your take on that? How are you feeling the minute she opened up? Because your eyes were like deer in headlights.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm a person that Alex has met 4 days earlier, a week earlier, whatever it was. So, I mean, we are different people from different places. She's still getting to know me. I'm still getting to know her. I may be a bit more resilient than her, but nevertheless, it's the start of a long journey. So,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
What kind of feelings do you have for Alex? Because you said you do have feelings for her.
The good kind that you apply to someone that you just married.
I mean, I'm half asleep, but I was thinging the same thing there.
But like, is it
angry feelings, Christy? He wants to kill her, obviously.
Is it just likeness, or could you see yourself falling?
Yeah, I don't know. All I can say is we got along very, very well from the get-go. So that was something that was... refreshing for me, to say the least. And I'm in a happy place.
Yeah. Well, the dinner party wasn't a happy place. And unfortunately,
for me, it was, as you could see.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I wanted to be Jonathan in that scenario because it looked like he got the box seat. But how come they cut so much out of that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there was more to be seen, more fun to be had.
I think I was swearing too much.
Well, they can beep that. They do enough editing. They should be able to beep that.
No, when I say too much, I mean too much. Like,
there's no way to edit it. There'd be no sentence.
Yeah.
It'd sound like a beep track.
It'd be like your ding bell, but like just constant.
But no, look, I've been hearing about all the girls obviously getting on board and getting sort of sponsored and different things. What about the blokes? Do you guys get any sort of sponsorship deals? Does anyone throw money at you to promote stuff?
Yes. I mean, not initially, and it's not something that contractually we're allowed to do this early on in the piece, but naturally society says, guess what, guys, sexuality sells, so women will always get the first pick, so to speak, unfortunately for us guys, but that's just the way it is, and, you know, good on them if the girls can make some coin out of their status. I just, you know.
Well, don't tell me they didn't see your sexy little ankles at the wedding and go, right, that we want him to advertise with us. We want that. We want his little ankles just on show.
You know, you might You might see a sock company come out in the near future. You never know.
I was thinking, you had them out last night. I was like, the ankles were out again.
I loved it. Right. Well, I mean, I'm okay.
Did you see my getting ready? See my getting ready?
Well, we didn't see your package this time. I was a bit disappointed with that.
Yeah, but I got ready and clearly showed me putting on my sock.
Oh, God, look, that whole experience looks like a bit of a mixed bag at the moment. There's some couples doing well. There was not one couple that said leave.
No, I was gobsmacked.
I was very surprised because there's a lot of things.
I think it would have been unfair to the experiment for anybody to leave after the first week. You know, like we're all paired for a reason, whatever that reason may be. Mm. Things might be going as smoothly as one would hope, but again, we're two complete strangers that have come together a week ago. I guess for all the guys to put a bit of faith in it was a mature road to take, and hopefully things blossom for all of us, not just me and Alex.
Yeah. Well, last night couples were airing the dirty laundry. Were there any moments that you felt like you shouldn't have been watching, like one couple in particular?
Cringeworthy, yeah.
I know where you're leading, but... look, I mean... Again, it's people are just coming from all different walks of life, coming together, lots of very heavy opinions and judgments and drama and arguments.
Yeah, that's all fair enough. But you know what? At least one of them should have said leave in my book. Yeah. I know how it works. You get talked to and they go, look, you got to stay for more than a week.
Who do you think should have left?
Oh, the phantom background people that we don't mention, all right? They, I reckon, to the ones that look like they're a bit like unstable, they go, right, look, here's a couple of grand, go shopping, it's your honeymoon. And then they come back and they go, look, just stay a couple more weeks. That's good. It's not about the ratings.
Nah.
It's not about the ratings. It's just we want you to have
I can honestly say, from my observations and my knowledge, I think that everybody that you saw stay yesterday, for whatever reason, it was genuine.
So they didn't get talking to behind the scenes?
No.
Oh. Well, that's boring. I want a little bit of talky-talk.
I do love that the experts, gave a little bit of talking-talk.
If before my Weet-Bix of a morning, mate, I just, you know, I'm very similar to you. You've got more of a filter than I do this morning. You got more of a filter. I'm wearing a shirt that's inside out.
Alex told me I've got to be on my best behaviour.
So that's why you're closing your mouth. Now that you've been watching yourself, though, Ivan, do you find like it's snipped up too much? Because I feel like you're... such a sooky-looking thing. You don't really smile. And when you actually... No, I do. I've been watching him closely, and I'm going, why don't you smile more? Because when you actually do smile, you look more attractive than you are. Why don't you smile more?
This is so disgusting, Ivan. How could she say this to you?
I don't know. I think there's only certain... Like, I mean, we're almost living together at this stage. We're definitely staying together. So what you see on the telly in 15 minutes out of the hour and a half that it's aired. I mean, another 24 hours in my day, Chrissy. So I definitely got some big smiles on there.
Okay.
Do you feel like as one of the couples that have got their lives together? I was going to say the sh word, but we can't do that on breakfast radio, unfortunately. Not on this one, anyway. As one of the couples that have got their stuff together, do you feel a little bit ripped off the good couples, the ones that are together, get the very quick. Sort of, are you staying or leaving? And then the whole episode's about the drama of the other two couples, mainly. Where's your airtime?
Look, I mean, I wasn't in it for the airtime, I'll be honest. But we do have, you know, a lot more complexity about us than just what you see, myself and Alex. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what people watch, isn't it? People buy into the drama. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that involved in the show. It's exciting, though. I mean, obviously, you guys love watching it all unfold, and some of it, I guess, people can apply to their own relationships. I don't think any relationship is smooth sailing, so maybe that's why people buy into it so much and are on the edge of their seats in an episode like yesterday. Mm.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I reckon you guys have got it sorted. You guys got to sort. If you're not having a wedding soon, like a real one, I'd be very surprised. I don't like being led down the garden path. But by the way, Ivan, so if you guys are giving me the feels now, and then later on you break my heart, Can't tell you what's going to happen, all right?
No divorces, please.
All right, we'll see how we go, guys. You have to stay tuned.
Good on you, mate. All right, you go back to sleep or do more interviews, whatever you've got planned this morning. And
thank you.
We'll chat soon.
Thanks.